It's week three of the 2025 college football season, and we are going through the ESPN College Football Pick'em. Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It is a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE, and today we are going through the ESPN College Pick'em for week number three. We've actually got some real data thus far. I'm doing okay. Let's see if it continues. I did pretty well last year. Thus far, doing all right. So let's go on and jump into it, and we're going to try and spend about 2 minutes on each game. Right now, I'm sitting at 14-6. I'm third place in the SEC Pick'em. I'm 48th place in the ESPN Bet Spread Pick'em Contest. So we're doing all right. I'm in the 99.5% percentile, whatever it is. But 14-6 against the number thus far. I've already made my picks for this week, but I'm going to go through, give you my reasoning behind it. And, of course, as you see the sheets on your screen, that is available at bettingcfb.com, or if you can't find it there, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. There's a link in the description for that. All right, we're over a minute in. Let's get to it. Alabama and Wisconsin. Alabama is a 20.5-point favorite at home. As you can see, my power rating has Bama by a little more than 14, and my stats projected spread has Bama by 13.33. We've only got 2 weeks of data. I don't think that we've got enough on Wisconsin yet. I don't think we've got enough on Alabama. We don't have enough on anybody as of yet. Wisconsin, as you can see, number 115, current strength of schedule. Bama, number 34. Florida State, I think it is safe to say, is better than we anticipated. So that's why the Bama numbers are significantly lower. The defensive numbers per drive, this has garbage time taken out. So when you go looking at the stats, garbage time is taken out. There is no difference to a computer between Alabama being up 35-0 in the second quarter and winning 73-0. It's all the same thing. All the stats after about 28-0, 35-0, none of it matters. So that's why these numbers look a little weird. I think Bama's going to be fired up at home. Remember, Bama plays worse on the road, and yet they still went to Madison last year and beat this team 42-10. Excuse me. There is a way with the Jeff Grimes offense for them to stay in this thing. One, because Wisconsin's offensive line is number 13 in roster strength, but Bama's defensive line is 3. That's not entirely accurate. They don't have Tim Keenan. So that's going to be something. But the issue that I'm seeing is I think Bama's going to be able to run on Wisconsin, number 66, opponent defensive line for Wisconsin. Bama's offensive line is number 7. There are things to look at here. So I will take Alabama. I think they show up in a big way Saturday morning. They are going to be ready for Georgia after the bye week. So game before the bye, going to take Kalen DeBoer minus 20.5. Game number 2. Moving on down, the Oklahoma Sooners are heading to Philadelphia, and I think it's the first time that they've been to Philly, to Temple, since like the 1940s. It's been a very, very long time. Looking at this, the number is 24.5. The actual number now, which is something that you can pay attention to on these ESPN Pick'em contests, the actual number now is like 21.5. A lot of sharp people are on Temple this week, and if you think about it, it's the perfect sandwich spot, right? My numbers have Oklahoma minus 7.76. Now, this is supposed to be opponent adjusted this early in the season. Who knows, right? Power rating has Oklahoma minus 12.3. Part of this is because Temple has beaten the crap out of some really bad teams. KC Keeler, as an underdog, 9-4-1 against the spread with 6 outright upsets. Now, granted, that is at Sam Houston, but the man knows how to play in this role. He absolutely does. Number 5 PPA margin, if you're looking at it. I mean, they are playing lights out. They're playing really well on offense, really well on defense as well. Defense, probably not as good as the offense, but sandwich spot for Oklahoma, like I mentioned. Jackson Arnold is coming back to town next week. They've got Auburn at home in Norman. They just got done beating Michigan in a huge primetime spot. John Mateer is now your Heisman favorite. Everybody is just shouting the praises of Oklahoma. now you got to go up to Temple to a team that nobody thinks has a chance to beat you. I'm not saying Temple is going to hang with them right there, but I think they can hang with them enough to stay within 24.5. We're going Temple on that one. Game three, Georgia and Tennessee. Georgia, this has it as a 6.5-point favorite. That's where the line was when it opened. It is now Georgia -3, -3.5, depending on where you get it. Tennessee has looked significantly better to start the season than Georgia. However, both of these teams have played absolute crap competition, and we know that Tennessee, under Josh Heupel, beats the crap out of bad teams. Georgia plays with them, tries new formations, does some different things. Everybody gets to play, etc., right? Tennessee continues to score points. That's what they do. However, Georgia has won this game 8 straight times. They have covered 6 straight times. They have allowed less than 100 yards rushing in 4 straight games. I know that the number has come down. A lot of people are on Tennessee. Oh, Gunnar Stockton can't throw the ball. Oh, Georgia can't run. Oh, I mean, what are we talking about? Like, this is still the number 3 PPA per drive defense in the country. Number 3 PPA per play defense. Number 12 defensive success rate. They're number 6 against the pass, number 13 against the rush. As far as rushing stats go, they're number 12 in yards allowed per rush. Special teams efficiency, Georgia's number 1. Overall talent, Georgia's number 4. You start looking at roster matchups, yeah, Georgia. So I am firmly on the dogs here, and I know that this is -6.5. We're not following the money on this one. Georgia, -6.5. They take care of business again. They won 38-10 last year. I don't think it'll be quite that because I don't think they can score as many points. I do think that they hold Tennessee to a lot fewer points, so maybe a team total under for Tennessee would be a best bet to look at. But regardless, for this pick'em contest, Georgia -6.5. Game 4, the Oregon State Beavers going to Texas Tech, and this line is out at 24.5. I don't know why I picked it this way. Yes, I do. I know exactly why I picked it this way. Okay, look, Oregon State already has 2 losses. Backs against the wall. I think that when I talked about this game in an earlier part of the week, I think I went ahead and took Texas Tech, but I think that number was at 22.5. This was at 24.5. I will bite back and go the other direction on this because Oregon State has lost 2 games already. They lost to Fresno State. They lost to whoever it was. Cal in week 1. Probably should have won the Fresno game if you're just looking at raw stats. Just saying. But these numbers certainly are pointing towards Texas Tech. The stats have got Texas Tech by 36.8. My power rating has Texas Tech -21.5. Oregon State plays Oregon next week, but Oregon State's back is already against the wall, so they are going to come out with everything they got in this. Texas Tech, however, they have beaten a couple of also-rans to death, and they have to play at Utah next week for Big Noon kickoff on Fox. It's going to be a massive, massive game. That is a conference game. They are ready for that one. This one, you get an early lead. You maybe let Oregon State fight their way back into it, that kind of thing. 24.5, it goes through a key number of 24. We're going to take the Beavers in that spot. Game number 5, Purdue is welcoming to West Lafayette the USC Trojans. And USC is one of those teams that has just beaten a couple of teams to absolute death in the first 2 weeks. And they have continued pouring on the points even late in the game. I'm wary on this one. This number right now is 21.5, as you can see up at the top there. 21.5 is pretty reasonable for this. I've got USC -20 based on stats. Power rating, I've got USC -11. So, interesting. Purdue at least has a good baseline of competence now under head coach Barry Odom. Their quarterback, Ryan Braun, I think it is. You guys correct me. Name escapes me at this point. I am very curious about this game, about what Purdue is going to be able to do, and whether or not USC looks like they did all of last year. They were what, 1-4 against the spread in games in different time zones last year? I mean, it was just putrid. They were not very, they lost a 4-8 Maryland. It was, they did not do well in those spots last year. This is a different year. Lincoln Riley learned from it. It appears that they are going through and deciding to, like, do some things different. They're looking into the science of travel and whatnot. His initial thought last year was, that's just an extra movie on the flight. No big deal. When they played as poorly as they did, he decided, I should probably look at this. I'll believe it when I see it. I believe it when I see it. Right now, I think Purdue hangs at home at least a little bit. Now, Purdue does have Notre Dame next week, but this one is a home game. They are going to be fired up for it. USC PPA margin is number 2. Purdue, number 41. Purdue's offense has been clicking. Now, again, they've played absolutely nobody. But is what we've seen out of USC real, or is Barry Odom going to have something for them? I'm kind of curious. So let's roll with Purdue on this one. Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. With our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter.
Game number 6. Iowa State heads to Jonesboro. They're taking on Iowa State. That's right. They are actually going to a Sun Belt team. It's the first time Iowa State has hosted a Power 4 opponent since 2015. So, big-time deal for Arkansas State. However, Arkansas State got their doors blown in last week by Arkansas in Little Rock. I think they were amped up for that one. They were number 129 in PPA margin. That ain't good. That ain't good at all. Their defense is absolutely atrocious. It is, I can't even begin to describe how bad this defense is. But, I mean, it is what it is. The defensive line is supposed to be number 59 as far as strength. The back seven, not good. The problem that they're going to have on offense is that they are outmanned at every position on offense as well. I know it's a big number. I know Iowa State has been through 3 games already, one against Kansas State, one against Iowa. They went to Ireland. They came back. Iowa State is 8-1 against the spread in the last 9 the week after the Cy Hawk Trophy. They've got a bye week next week. This seems like one of those spots where Matt Campbell says, go out and give it everything you got, and next week, I won't make you practice on Tuesday. Right? That kind of thing. Like, they will absolutely lay everything out there this week. Arkansas State has major problems. Their roster got significantly worse, and Iowa State appears to be a competent football team. That number's 20.5 right now. I know 84% of the people are on it. I'm going to roll Iowa State here. I know they're going on the road, but if you are not a good football team, it doesn't matter where the game takes place. Give me Iowa State. I'm rolling with the Cyclones, -20.5. USF goes to Miami. This one's on the CW. Isn't that crazy? That's just wild. CW in back-to-back weeks gets Baylor and SMU, and USF and Miami. Seemed like a pretty good deal to me. So, looking at this, the number is Miami -16.5. The projected stat spread has Miami -8.28. The power rating has Miami -6. Now, part of this is because Miami has a ton, absolute metric crap ton, of garbage time after destroying Bethune-Cookman last week. South Florida, on the other hand, number 23 strength of schedule, number 3 ESPN strength of schedule, because they had to beat Boise at home, Then they went on the road, and they had a last-second win over Florida, which was maybe the biggest win in program history. Now you got to deal with a pretty rested Miami team that took care of Notre Dame in week one. Miami's going to be at home. This game last year was 50-15. This is a really difficult spot for South Florida to have to come out and do it three straight weeks. Roster-wise, they are nowhere close to Miami. Now, to be fair, they were nowhere close to Florida either, but there is so much dysfunction in Gainesville right now. They gave it everything they had in that game. This game, I don't buy it. I think it's too rough of a spot. I will take Miami minus 16.5 on this. Maybe South Florida can hang around. Maybe. But this game is not nearly as important now because South Florida got those first two wins. They're going to need to be rested. And they did get banged up a little bit at Florida last week. They're going to need to be rested at all these different AAC games that they're going to. I mean, they have to play at Memphis, etc. So I think this is the one where the wheels finally come off a little bit. Give me the Canes, minus 16.5. The Ohio Bobcats travel to Ohio State for the first time since, I want to say, 2010, somewhere around there. They do not play that often. You would think with them being right down the street, you get the point. Regardless, Ohio has a win over a P4 team. They beat West Virginia at home in Athens last week. The week before that, they had to come back from, 30 points down against Rutgers in week one and made it an absolute game to the end at Rutgers. So they played at Piscataway already. The issue is now you're playing Ohio State, who is coming off being rested, etc. The number for Ohio State, at least according to the Pick'em contest, is Ohio State minus 31.5. I've got the Buckeyes by, we'll just call it 30 as far as the stat spread. My power rating only has Ohio State minus 22.9. I will freely admit that my power rating still gives some love to the little guys. But roster numbers are roster numbers. On three overall talent rank has Ohio State number 6. It has Ohio number 115. 31.5 sounds scary. But, 49-14, something like that, that gets you a cover. So, I'll roll with that. I like that. 45-10, somewhere along those lines. Yeah. I'll take the Buckeyes here. Just overwhelming talent advantage. And Ohio's PPA has not been great. I mean, they've played two really close games. But number 89 PPA margin, number 103 offensive success rate, number 82 defensive success rate. Turnover margin not good. Like this could be where Ohio State gets like some free points. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the Bobcats. Give me the Buckeyes minus 31.5. Game number 9 out of 10, the Arkansas Razorbacks go to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 9.5 point favorite here. This one, crazy thing, the stat spread actually has Ole Miss by 9.5 for me. The power rating has Ole Miss by 9. I'm going with Arkansas on this. And the reason behind that is I think the Arkansas offense is legitimately good with Bobby Petrino. This is a fun kind of game where you've got Petrino going up against Kiffin. And I don't know if Pete Golding really knows how to stop Bobby Petrino's offense. I mean, last year was a 63-31 game, but it was in a weird spot on the schedule, etc. Ole Miss came out absolutely gunning. I mean, it was ridiculous. Pay attention to whether or not Austin Simmons plays. He didn't play the last series against Kentucky. Nobody's saying anything. All week, initially, it was, he's going to be fine. That's all the rumors. It's going to be fine. And then as we've gotten closer to Saturday, I keep hearing some rumblings about, I don't know. We don't know exactly what's going to happen here. So if Simmons does not play, this number is going to drop like crazy. If he does play, I still think Arkansas can score enough points to stay in this thing. Ole Miss has been favored in 12 straight against Arkansas, but Arkansas has won 6 of those outright as underdogs, and they've covered 10 of them. So Arkansas has covered 10 of 12 against the Rebels. So we're going to keep rolling with that. I mean, this number opened at 8.5. It went up to 9.5 in time for this contest. It is now down to 7.5 in some spots. This Arkansas offense is legit. Number 7 in PPA per drive, number 5 in PPA per play, number 11 in offensive success rate. They are legitimately good. Number 15 in yards per pass attempt, number 3 in yards per rush. They are pretty good. And this Ole Miss defense can't stop the run. Number 111 in yards allowed per rush. That is something to pay attention to on this. Also, Ole Miss turnovers. Number 118, minus 1.5 turnovers per game. Arkansas is number 27. Now, there is a difference, obviously. Arkansas has played the number 125 current strength of schedule. Ole Miss, number 49. So, it is a little bit different, considering Ole Miss had to go to Kentucky last week. But, just says to me that Arkansas is a little bit rested, and Ole Miss had to deal with a Mark Stoops defense. Give me the Hogs, plus 9.5 here. Finally, game number 10, Florida going to LSU, and the Gators got beat by USF last week, and it has changed how the line is and whatnot. I mean, it's just a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Where this number came from, I have no idea, because this thing opened at 9.5, and it started moving down throughout the week, but ESPN has got it at LSU minus 6.5. It smells like a rat. I think that Florida lost to USF because they were absolutely playing vanilla. They were super conservative. They were risk-averse, etc., and they made a bunch of foolish mistakes that cost them the game. But they were preparing already for this LSU game. The issue might be that Florida is not very good, so even if they were preparing for this LSU game, it may not matter. LSU was also preparing. They scored 23 points, I think, on Louisiana Tech. At home? I mean, what are we doing? So, there is a world where LSU is just not very good on offense. They are number 102 in PPA per drive. Part of that is because they have played at Clemson, and they played Louisiana Tech. And Sonny Cumbie's defense was actually pretty good last year. Looks like they might be pretty good again this year. Of course, some of that might be the fact that they were gearing up for Florida. We'll see. But this is Death Valley at night. This is a different deal. And anytime these two teams play in Baton Rouge, LSU finds a way to win, and they typically cover. They have covered 3 straight against Florida at home. I kind of expect the exact same thing here. Overall talent rank from On3 has LSU number 3, Florida number 21. That is something to pay attention to. The fact that this thing was at 9.5, I kind of liked Florida at that spot. Feels like everybody and their mother is on Florida. If it's 6.5, I'm going the opposite direction. So let's go ahead and call it what it is. I will take, yeah, if you look at this, 5 factors rank, LSU number 47, Florida number 55. But if you factor in 5 factors plus talent, well, then Florida is still number 50. LSU jumps up to 23. LSU has some wiggle room. You win by a touchdown and you cover, and you're at home at night. Biggest game you've had on campus thus far? Yeah, I'll take it. LSU minus 6.5. All right, and finally, our tiebreaker down here. How many points, or how many total points, will be scored in Tennessee versus Georgia? I put 48. I'm going under the 50. I think both of these defenses kind of get after the offenses a little bit. I don't think that... Now, I will tell you, because of my stat spread, I've got 79 points in this. Every year, the model thinks it's going to be crazy. Kirby knows this offense. He knows this Heupel offense. So Tennessee might put up some points. I wouldn't expect it. I mean, 48 points, that's still 31-17 Georgia, in my opinion. I think Georgia handles this. So 48 points for me on that. All right, let's recap it. Let's go through. We'll start with game 1. Bama minus 20.5, Temple plus 24.5, Georgia minus 6.5, Oregon State plus 24.5, Purdue plus 21.5, Iowa State minus 20.5, Miami minus 16.5, Ohio State minus 31.5, Arkansas plus 9.5, and LSU minus 6.5. Total points in Tennessee, Georgia, I've got it at 48. You guys have been fantastic. Thank you for watching the video. Cheers. And I'm going to drink my coffee and watch some more football. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow at GaryWCE on X, and check out the web store,